in the Nashvag Night. Here on the Labrador. In the twilight, watching countless birds settled and asleep. Only a few still on the wing. That passing flight of Sabine gulls. Is this a death? Or the prelude to another life? The question is all too heavy. Bringes into the rippling silence. Better simply to wait, taking pleasure in the twilight. Tongues of water from the sea of ice, running up the bays and fjords, lapping against the Archean rocks, will say the poem beyond the questioning. The birds are asleep. Geese, duck, brant, teal, plover. All are asleep, as though this land were one great sanctuary. A place to rest on the long trail of the migrations. A place to rest. Here in the stillness, halfway between the old world and the new, moving in deeper, ever deeper, into a world that is neither old nor new. A world neither old nor new, on the bird path, feeling it out. Dawn comes with the cry of the wild goose. Shaman talk. I share the spirit of earth and water with the hunter and the fisherman. With the hunter, I share duck, hare, and deer. With the fisherman, I share cod, seal, and whale. But night and mist, the blue sky, the dawn stillness, all the beauty of the elements, these I share with no one. Angercock's letter. I'm sending you a map of the coast. Maybe you'll hear the rushing of the rivers and the moaning of the wind over the snow. Maybe you'll see the seals, the bears, and the wolves. The missionaries make me laugh. It's all too clear from their stories they don't understand a thing. As for me, I've got no holy name, and my soul is hairy as hell. Here's some northern air for you, and along with my words, I send you 8 drum notes. Ayaya, ayaya, ayaya.